So, accounting day then, eh?
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly. Brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 747507. 07.
Dave, I just don't get it, mate. I just don't get it.
What the hell is accounting day?
You know, you love music, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously. You're a singer-songwriter. You love music. I love music as well. I love radio. You know, you often find that chefs love food. You know, they're really passionate about food. And I get that. And I get some people are passionate about, you know, some things that other people might think, well, how can you be... I mean, sales. Some people love being sales peoples. You know, yeah. They love selling things. What is so cool about accounting? I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
My brother did a maths degree.
A maths degree?
Maths degree, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But one of these books he had to read when he was on the degree was called The Joy of Counting. I remember seeing it in his room and going, you're having a laugh. There is no joy.
There are better books to be caught with in your
room.
Let's
count from 1 to 20 and get really excited about it.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Maybe you're an accountant. Maybe you're listening and thinking, I know what the buzz is about. Let me know. So your one-word weekend reviews, thundery rain. I think that's technically two, but I like the way what you've done there. And is you've taken the space out between the words thundery and rain. Very clever, I like it. That's definitely a 5 out of 6 for effort on a Monday morning. And stupendous, I like that word. Stupendous. Dave, how's the coffee? Or tea even?
Good? Not too bad.
Is it
all
right, is it?
Bad,
is
it
all right,
Good as it is.
Good. How was your weekend? In a word, sum up for me. You've got 5 seconds.
Film school.
Film school?
Yes.
Now I need to know why.
Well, you say only one word, so there you go. You have to wait now, won't you?
Damn it.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
19th of May, quarter past 9, Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. And I've got coffee, but I can smell tea.
Getting to know you. Getting to know yes! about you.
100% success rate continues.
Get into hope.
Always makes people laugh, that. Always gets them. It doesn't matter how many... The thing is, everyone knows
it. It's so beautiful, isn't it?
It's such a silly thing, but it's
a wonderful thing.
It's I think it reminds everyone of a childhood time when they were probably in school plays and things like that.
Definitely.
I think that's what it does. Anyway, Mr. Dave Giles in the studio this morning. How are you, sir?
I've got a bit of a cold, but
you've
I'm
got a bit
right.
of a cold?
Yes.
Okay, that's not good.
No.
And
no.
How have you got a cold in this weather?
I was on tour with someone who had one, so I was in a confined space for a whole weekend.
Was there a bit of smooching?
No.
No? I know what... Thing is, I've heard stories about tour buses and people going on tour and, you know... After parties, you know, we've seen the lift footage from, you know, Jay-Z's do's, and you know, things get out of hand every now and then.
I know, definitely no kissing.
No kissing, just happens, just close proximity.
Yes,
and a spread of a flu-ish cold thing.
Yes,
it's not going to kill you, I hope.
Hopefully not.
No,
I've got the rest of the tour starting this week.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say you've obviously got a lot of other things going on and another stretch of your tour to go because you've just come back from Ireland.
Yeah, we did.
Just done
a weekend
cool
in
stretch
Ireland.
In Ireland.
It was wonderful.
What sort of things that? I mean, that sounds like a silly question there, but I mean, how do you get? For people who don't know, singer songwriter, you're not signed as such to a label, are you?
You've got any
record label at all? But you've been to Australia.
Yes.
You've been to Ireland this year. You're on tour around the UK in about 3 or 4 days. You're off on tour again, sort of the second part of the tour. How on earth does this all happen when you haven't got a record label sorting it out for you? Are you booking all this yourself? Is this something
predominantly? Yes. The current Ireland and UK thing is all self-booked and self-promoted, and it's great. The Australia thing, a friend of mine booked, and I just jumped on board his tour.
Nice.
So yeah, it's all about networking, really, isn't it? Just who you know, isn't it?
It really is. How was Australia? Australia must have been fun to play, wasn't it?
It was incredible. Joe was really nervous.
Because I don't know you, or...?
Well, that doesn't bother me so much. It was more a case of I didn't know... I'm very English.
Yes, okay.
And I wasn't sure how well that would go down. Like, if you're Irish, you're going to go down well everywhere. The whole world is going to love an Irishman or an Irish woman.
Okay.
If you're English, I mean, they all hate us. They do. Everywhere hates us. But so I was really nervous about turning up and being Mr. Oh, I like tea.
Because you've got a song about tea as well.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go down at all. It went down really well. So I was pleasantly surprised at how wonderful they were out there. And I can't wait to go back. I don't know when I'm going to go back, but I'm definitely going to try and do it.
So if you're listening in Australia, Dave is coming back.
Yeah, at some point.
You're going to come back at some point.
Yeah,
you're going to come back at some
Hopefully early next year.
Right, so who are you on tour with at the moment? You've obviously just come back from Ireland and you're going back around the UK in, what, 3 or 4 days' time. Who are you on tour with?
Okay, it's a couple of YouTube singers. One of them's called Bri, who is Irish. He's the guy I went to Australia with.
Cool.
And
was it his idea to go to Australia and you jumped on board?
Yeah, okay, cool. So he's done it a few times out there and I just...
jumped on the bandwagon. Was there a Welshman involved? Otherwise, it feels like there's a joke there.
But no, but I did do a tour in the UK with a Welshman and Bri, so we called it the English-Irishman and Welshman Tour.
Excellent!
And we then called it the Insert Your Own Punchline Tour, because I couldn't think of one myself. And the other person on this tour, we have Emma Blackery, who's a big female YouTuber from Basildon, believe it or not.
Oh, just down the road.
Yeah, another
local. Get her in.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll love to come in. So I'll speak to her about it.
Awesome.
And get her in contact. But she's fantastic. And then, it's great.
I guess it makes it quite a nice dynamic to have, you know, both guys and girls going on tour together. Plus, obviously, you're all from sort of different sort of walks of life, different necks of the wood, as it were.
Yeah.
As well. So you've all got your own little quirks and things. Yeah. And I guess that makes it real fun and constantly on your toes and such as well.
Yeah,
and I guess
you'll get on. Lots of banter on the bus.
It's the banter bus.
Yes.
All aboard. All aboard. So where are you off to? You're off to whereabouts in the next... you're doing 10 more shows?
10 dates in a row, yeah. Eastbourne, Birmingham, Newcastle, Glasgow, Leeds, Manchester, Cardiff, Portsmouth, Norwich and London. In that order.
In that order. The man has memorised it. He's done his homework.
I know my route.
Do you know your lyrics?
No.
Good job all your fans that come to your gigs do, because I've heard there are some pretty avid fans of Mr. Dave Giles, and they come to your gigs and they sing your songs out, and that must be incredible, wasn't it? We were talking about this off air, weren't we, about bands who have like crowds singing back and things, and that buzz, what is that like?
There's no greater feeling. It's weird, because you write a song in your bedroom with your guitar, and you turn up in Dublin, for example, and everyone's singing it, and you're like, how do people in Dublin know the words to my song? It's mental.
Obviously, it's the internet, but it must be still really, really nice to go somewhere that you're unfamiliar with, but they're not unfamiliar with you. If that makes sense?
Yes.
They know who you are.
It's very sweet. It's really, like, overwhelming and lovely.
All right, excellent. Well, you have brought your guitar, as we can hear.
Yes.
Are you ready to have a sing song, or should we stick a record on? You get yourself tuned up?
I'll do whatever you want, Rob.
Ah, he's such a gentleman, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll stick some St. Raymond on, give you a last chance of tuning up, and then we're going to hear a track. What are we going to hear? What are you going to play for us this morning?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to sound good with my cold.
I'm sure we'll find out. We'll find out.
Could be an interesting morning.
St. Raymond for you, as we are now, Phoenix FM.
We'll never be as young as we are now. As we are now.
St. Raymond, as we are now. Monday morning, 9:25. You're with Brentman and Bill of Ricky's Phoenix FM. My name is Rob, and the man sat to my left, his name is Dave. Dave has come in this morning. He's got a massive beard. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's the first time I've got to meet said beard in the, well, in the beard, I guess, to say the flesh, but it's a beard, so.
In the beard.
Just to explain, the reason you've come in this morning, it's a little bit of an impromptu visit, but it turns out that you accidentally, because I bought one of Dave's t-shirts I'm wearing today, and I'm going to take a picture of it with Dave. I'm wearing it right now, and you sent me two.
I don't know how that happened.
And I thought there was a little part of me, right, there was a little part of me that thought, oh, Dave likes me so much he sent me two. Right, and there was a little bit of my brain that did that, okay, I'm not going to lie, and I thought, well, I better let him know just in case he hasn't done it, but out of the kindness of his own heart. So I did, and I said, Dave, do you realise I'd only paid for one. You sent me two. Is it like a gift? Is it something you want me to give away, maybe? Or do you want it back? And I was totally honest. I wanted to be honest about it with you.
I did appreciate it.
And I thought, and he said, well, I'll come and collect it from you. I'll come in and pick it up and you play some songs. So, the t-shirt, if you don't know, if you haven't seen them, are there any many of these left, apart from the one in my bag?
There's Yeah, but they're not on sale online at the moment because of the tour. Because it's a nightmare when you sell a T-shirt online when you're on tour and you suddenly realise you've already sold it.
Yes. So, okay, I see what you're saying there. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
If I've got any left at the end of the tour, they'll go back online.
Okay, but there is definitely one medium-sized
one. There's definitely
one
medium,
in my bag, which will be staying in Dave's bag. And so there'll be one, maybe.
Yes.
But it's got on it a teddy bear. Okay? It's got a teddy bear. It's got a Dave Giles logo in the top left-hand corner right on me breast. and it's got I Wish I Was a Lost Boy.
Yes.
Which I was going to ask you, what is the sort of inspiration behind this? Is there any story behind that? Is it a song?
Yeah, it's one of my songs. It's the opening line of one of my songs. Basically, I was when I turned 26, 3 years ago I wrote this song.
Okay.
And it's my most played song on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's called Bangarang. And basically, I just turned 26 and I was watching the film Hook.
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah,
obviously.
And I just loved that film so much, and it made me want to be a lost boy and hang around with
Peter Pan.
And I wrote a song, and I called it Bangarang because that's what all the lost boys were running around shouting.
Yes, yeah.
In the film, so.
But then it became the lost. I want to be a lost boy.
Yeah. So.
Did you draw this bear?
No.
Oh, I really wanted you to have drawn it.
I wish I could draw. I can't draw anything. There was a girl called Laura in Birmingham. She drew it for me, and she's wonderful too. She's done a couple of my T-shirts now. So.
Thank you, Laura. It's a very, very good T-shirt. I'm going to treasure this and wear it a lot. So that you're going to play for us.
Yes.
I Wish I Was a Lost Boy.
It goes like this. I am ill. So if there's a few squeaks or out of tune notes.
Bear with him.
Yeah. I finally got an excuse for them.
Yeah, why not?
I wish I was a lost boy, hanging out with Peter Pan in a treehouse. I'd give a kiss to Wendy, and Tinkerbell will teach me how to fly. And I'd have no cause for worries, I'd only have happy thoughts and adventures. I wish I was a lost boy, cause I never, 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 never wanna grow up. No, I never, 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 never wanna grow up. Remember liking birthdays, getting older is exciting when you're just a kid, and now they're just reminders of all the things I haven't yet achieved. And it's not that life's unpleasant, I've got so much to be thankful for, but still I can't stop thinking that I never, 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 never wanna grow up. No, I never, 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 never want to grow up. But you can't deny that life as a child is easy. No bills to pay or income woes, no heartache caused by reproduction plans. What happened to those fearless days I explored, I climbed, I thought I was invincible? What happened to those fearless days? What happened to my youth? Yeah, I wish I was a lost boy, fighting stupid pirates with wooden swords. I crow until I can't talk, and we'd have loads of really epic food fights. Your life looks great in Neverland, because imagination is a really great game, and it might seem like bad form, but I never, 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 never want to grow up. No, I never, 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 never want to grow up. No, I don't ever, I don't ever want to grow up. I don't ever, I don't ever want to grow up. I don't ever, I don't ever, I don't ever want to grow up. But I'm getting old, but I refuse to grow up, cause where's the fun in that? No, there's no fun in that.
Mr. Dave Giles, and I Wish I Was a Lost Boy. That is so catchy. No wonder it is your most played track online at the moment. That's amazing. Thanks. Always sounds so good.
I nearly forgot the words because your phone battery died halfway through.
No, it didn't, did it?
It flashed up.
Oh, no, sorry, it's still going.
Oh, it's still going.
Oh, don't panic. Don't
Rob's
panic.
Rob's recording me.
He's, yeah, let's go online.
His own little video.
It'll go on the website later, phoenixfm.com, so people can check out and watch you over and over again, forget your lyrics halfway through a verse. I'm only joking.
Always happens in here, doesn't it? I always get distracted.
And maybe it's that seat.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we're going to change the chair. Maybe we'll change the chair. Dave Giles for you, playing live on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's just gone 9:30, so we'll crack some news, take a quick look at your travel, and we'll be back with Dave in just a mo.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
So he's held up pretty well. His voice has lasted. It's not done too bad there, sir. He's all right. You've done okay.
Well, thank you.
You've done all right there.
Yeah, thanks.
That's only really condescending, didn't it? I do apologise. I didn't mean it like that.
It's really hard as you're singing and you can feel your nose streaming and you...
Yeah,
you're like, you want to wipe your nose.
At least you've got a net to catch it in.
Yeah, I suppose
you know,
so.
At least you've got the moustache net to catch it in.
First time I've had a moustache and had a cold. And it does cause some problems, I assure you.
Well, for more snot-based comedy, stick around to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Josh Record, and finally the Dave Giles remix of it, because he was sat there playing along. I've never heard that song before. I'm just watching. You just sit there and, like, you've got it in the headphones and you're just, like, plucking along, like, you just know the song, like, you wrote it. It's incredible. It's an incredible talent, sir. It really is. Dave Giles, singer-songwriter in the studio this morning, playing some songs for us and battling through a cold.
Yes.
Kudos enough to you, sir, for doing so. You're sounding fantastic on the first one, which was I Wish I Was a Lost Boy, based on the fact that I'm wearing your T-shirt with I Wish I Was a Lost Boy on it. But you're on tour in a couple of days' time. You're back on tour. You've come back from Ireland.
Yes.
And you're going back on tour. You've got 10 dates. Any tickets left for any of these shows?
Only for the London show. Everyone else is sold out.
Sold out all over the country,
apart from London. My hometown show hasn't sold out. My friends are really great, aren't they?
I love my friends. They're so supportive. So if we want to get tickets to go and see you at London, which is... When do you actually play London?
The 31st of May.
31st, so final day of May. Yes. London, whereabouts in London?
It's the Islington Academy.
Okay, oh, so it's about, quite a venue then.
Yes.
There's quite a venue.
100 tickets left, I think, so...
100 tickets
which
left.
Which isn't bad.
Islington Academy. Dave Giles, go and see him live. If you want to know what he sounds like live, you're about to witness some more of his live action. What are you going to play for us this morning?
I have to reiterate the cold.
I released
an EP in March. I got dumped on New Year's Eve, Rob.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
I feel like we should do this off-air, and I should
No, it's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can cuddle me later. I'll enjoy that. You'll get a cold, so you probably don't want to do that.
Yeah, true.
So I released an EP of breakup songs, because obviously that's what happens when you're a singer-songwriter and a girl leaves you.
Of course.
And I was like, I've got to make this a little bit lighthearted, because I'm not normally a sad singer. I don't normally sing sad songs.
No, because you've got some lovely songs about tea and your granddad and all sorts of others.
I don't like doing that. So I thought, I need to put some humour into it. Who's good at breakup songs? I was thinking, Taylor Swift. So I called the EP the Taylor Swift EP.
I just had a sudden flashback to seeing you dressed as Taylor Swift.
Yes, and I did the whole artwork dressed as Taylor Swift. I recreated a Taylor Swift album cover, and it's wonderful. And this song is the last song of that. It's the one we made the video for, in which I am dressed up as Taylor Swift. And it's called I'll Be Fine, and it's because my friends are actually wonderful, and it's kind of an ode to them.
I will say no more on it.
It's called
then.
I'll Be Fine, in brackets, Give Me Time, close brackets. And it goes like this. Oh, yeah, and this is for Hazel, who was on Twitter. She asked me to play it, so...
Cool. They say New Year's great for a brand new start. Well, I guess it's gonna have to be. They say New Year's great for a brand new start. Well, I guess it's gonna have to be. Because my girlfriend left me on New Year's Eve, and I thought she would marry me. And I'm sure I'm sad, and I'm sure I'm mad, you know. The worst things could happen to me, but I'll be fine, I'll be fine. Just give me time, and I'll be fine. I'll be fine, I'll be fine. Don't need you to tell me that I'll be fine. Cause there's a great big world in front of me, and there's so much I've yet to see. Though I may not ever be the same. Give me time and I'll be fine. I gathered up all her things and I put them in a bag for life. I gathered up all her things and I put them in a bag for life. And I left that bag on her mum's doorstep. Have you ever seen a grown man cry? 'Cause tears appeared, them tears did wash my beard. But I didn't want to say goodbye. But I'll be fine, I'll be fine, just give me time. I'll be fine, I'll be fine, I'll be fine. No need you to tell me that I'll be fine. 'Cause there's a great big world in front of me, and there's so much I've yet to see. Though I may not ever be the same, give me time and I'll be fine. And messages came from far and wide, from friends that wanted a drink. And they've helped me sleep and they've helped me eat, lifting me up, now I'm back on my feet. And a smile on my face may disguise the sadness you'll see that's right behind my eyes. It's just a phase, I'll be okay, my dreams won't fade. 'Cause I'll be fine, just give me time, and I'll be fine. I'll be fine, I'll be fine, I may have a cold, but I'll be fine. 'Cause there's a great big world in front of me, and there's so much I've yet to see. Though I may not ever be the same, give me time and I'll be fine. Yeah, I'll be fine, I'll be fine, just give me time and I'll be fine. I'll be fine, I'll be fine, no need you to tell me that I'll be fine. 'Cause there's a great big world in front of me, and there's so much I've yet to see. Though I may not ever be the same, give me time and I'll be fine. Yeah, give me time and I'll be fine. Just give me time and I'll be fine.
All right. Even a little bit of ad-lib in there as well, with a cold and... Do you do that a lot? Do you just throw in references?
Oh, of course. It's more fun that way.
It's got to be. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps yourself on your toes, doesn't
it? Yeah, and often they go really wrong, which is even more fun.
Well, thankfully this morning, they didn't go wrong.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
Dave liked that one a lot, didn't you?
I did like that.
50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. I like it. I've seen, have you seen The 50 Sheds of Grey?
Yeah.
That's a great, great little spin-off of it as well. Mr. Dave Giles been in this morning, firstly, mainly to play some songs, pick up a T-shirt after sending me a couple. So if you are waiting a T-shirt from Dave and it hasn't turned up, it's because I've got it. But don't worry, I haven't opened it. It's still in its packaging, still nicely folded, and Dave will send it over to you, okay? Yeah. All right? It was an administrative error, okay? Administrative faux pas. I thought I was just getting lucky and getting two T-shirts, but turns out that's not the case. Either way, it was an absolute honour to have you in this morning again, sir.
Well,
it's very nice to see you as always.
Yes.
We'll have to get you in again soon, and perhaps maybe with some of your tour buddies.
Yeah, let's sort that
some
out.
Of the bus banter. Let's get some bus banter in the studio.
I am the Archbishop of Banterbury. We could be Bantam Deck.
Anything left. I think I might have to just play a song and leave. That's great. I love it. The Archbishop of Banterbury.
Indeed.
Oh, that's amazing. Dave Giles, where's your website, sir?
www.davejgiles.com.
And you can find him on Twitter and Facebook as well for all his tour information. Get your tickets to see him at Islington Academy in London. It's on the 31st of this month.